Tales of Apartment Dwellers presents Your Fish Isn't Drunk.
Your fish is an asshole. That's right, you said it. He's an asshole. He's an asshole for a number of reasons, but tonight he's an asshole because of the way he's staring at you while you pour yourself. Yeah, that's right, just yourself. Yet another glass of wine. Yes, okay, you've had a lot of wine already. Like, a lot. But it's the weekend. You're having fun. You're not convincing him. He's still judging you. He's judging you because of how long you've taken to concoct fettuccine Alfredo. You both know at this rate, the Alfredo is going to take about 3 hours. You tell him you're not a natural cook, even without the wine. It's not a big deal. He doesn't believe you. He may or may not have just shaken his head at you. You start to sweat through your t-shirt. You put down your glass. For now. You get to work. You'll show your fish. With focus but no finesse, you get things going. When it's time, you look your fish dead in the eye, you hold up a shrimp, you wiggle its lifeless, headless, cold, naked corpse in the air. He opens his mouth, a bubble escapes. He turns his head away. Yeah, that's right, I'm at the top of the food chain here, bitch. You drop the shrimp in the pan. A chorus of sizzles and cracks fills the air. Butter is a miracle. You hope your fish is listening. You hope your fish fears you. You hope he's cowering while praying to whatever god fish pray to that he's not next. Unless your fish is an atheist. You assume he's an atheist. No. Your fish cannot be an atheist. Your fish cannot be an atheist because you exist. You are the creator of his world. You maintain it when you please. You give him the life sustenance that nourishes him. You're like a god. No. You are a god. You're the fish's god. He lives in your universe. He's seen your power. He's seen your wrath taken out on the shrimp. Fuck! You spill a glass of wine. You feel like you're going to cry. Wait, no. Wait, no. It's okay. It was almost gone anyway. Actually, there were only a few drops left in the glass, so what you really did was accidentally knock over an empty glass on the counter. That was a close one. You wipe your forehead. You right the glass and fill it with more Chianti. You check to make sure your fish isn't watching. He's not. Good. The Alfredo's almost done. Your home is filled with the smell. It taunts you. You can't wait. It didn't take 3 hours. You look at your fish, your eyebrows raised. In shame, he turns, swimming to his hiding place. You flip him the bird for good measure, then dish yourself up. You tell yourself that all of these carbs will make the world stand straight again. Carbs are also a miracle. You make your way over to the couch. It's kind of an effort. Wait, fuck, you forgot your wine. You go back to the kitchen, retrieve the glass. The bottle looks lonely. You grab that too, even though it's almost empty. You turn on the TV. Animal Planet. It's a special about fish. Perfect. You guzzle down the Alfredo. By yourself. You try to forget that you're by yourself. You've got your fish, right? Then it happens. That stupid Sarah McLachlan song, no, you don't need this right now. Stop. You're already teetering on the edge of emotional blubbery because of all the wine. You can't find the remote. Your ass is glued to the couch. Your head hurts. You're trapped. You can't turn your face away. The sad, pathetic dog calls out to you from the screen. You can hear your fish laughing as you tear up. He's an asshole. You sniff, hard. You look at the empty couch next to you. You don't want a dog. But you do. But that's not all you want. You change the channel. You look back at your fishbowl. You think your fish looks lonely. You think your fish could use a drink. There's still a swig left in the bottom of the wine bottle. Perfect. You stand. You realize that it's hard to stand. You tell yourself to keep it together. Keep it together. You make it to your fish's bowl. You watch your fish swimming in the same circle he swam since the day you brought him home from the pet store. Time to get the party started. The world moves in slow motion as you pour a few drops into the crystal clear water. You watch the drops disseminate into nothing. You realize that you are a generous god that wants nothing more than your fish to join in the fun tonight. So you pour. You pour. You pour. You pour until the water changes color. You are turning water into wine. Yes. Yes, you are a benevolent god, showering your fish in the great purple waterfall of your love and affection. You laugh with joy as your fish swims through your generosity. The world around you begins to spin. Are you making it spin? Are you an actual god? Did you change the rotation of the earth with your awesome? You wake up. You wake up and you're on the floor. Your head is pounding. The wine bottle lays empty on the carpet next to you. The carpet is stained. Your fish is dead. You gaze at him floating belly up in a mixture of wine and water that a sommelier would not be proud of. Or God, for that matter. Oh, it's time to vomit. You rush to the toilet and watch a mixture of Alfredo and booze cascade into the toilet. Drops of vomit toilet water splash. Your cheeks are speckled as the deluge continues. Once the terrible thing ends, you flush, watching your shame wash away. You wonder what watching it flush says about you. People who don't watch their vomit get flushed must be classier than you. You make your way back to your fishbowl. You take in the crime scene in front of you. You wonder how much of your security deposit you'll get back after the apartment people see what's happened to your carpet. Whatever. It's time to take care of your fish. You search your kitchen for something to use to scoop him out, but everything is dirty and your fish deserves better than that. You have a choice between tongs and kebab skewers. You settle for the tongs. You hum a requiem to yourself as you crab-like tong him out of the water. You give him a silent eulogy on your way to the toilet. You drop him in the bowl. You flush. You marvel at your fish. He almost looks alive in the clear toilet water, his body violently whipping in the current towards the bottom of the bowl. The corpse is sucked away to the unknown. You don't feel as weird about watching your fish get flushed.
You have been listening to a performance of Your Fish Isn't Drunk, written by Haley Shannon, read by Jillian Allen. Tales of Apartment Dwellers is produced by Alyssa Wilkins and Haley Shannon. Artwork by Jillian Allen. Tales of Apartment Dwellers is a Blue Peaks production.